You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And it's stains in the wainscoting, cracks in the baseboard, arachnid in the corner serving up face like whose house you think this is. Prism vision in low light, scan prison tats on the back of the low life lifeless, and a broke nose might just be done dripping. Wet all night, it dries deep red on the off-white carpet, and a soft light arcs just above arm height. All white vans placed on the floor, pack of Pall Mall lights. Bite marks on a half sandwich with no crust. Mustard and mayonnaise, lettuce and red cold cuts. Moonlight streams through window dust. It floats up to the ceiling fan that creaks from rust as it labors to go round, trying to catch that feeling. And the paint on its base is peeling, and the taste in the air is faint, but there just enough that the rats are nearing. Cause where there's blood, there's feast, and famine makes murder a meal. And the cheap wall clock was stopped with one shot, so we knew it was time to kill.
Bust one shot if your blood's still pumping. Bust two shots if you're really about something. Three little pigs and they can't do nothing for the last time. You can't run, you just a body for the pile, body for the pile. Body for the pile, body for the pile. You just a body for the pile, body for the pile. And you should probably take your last breath right about now.
Office highly decorated. Plastic frames around diplomas, all the commendations. Accommodating swivel chair where the blue suited sir sits slumped. Brain splattered wall stained gray matter runs. Badge with his name makes blood on a tongue, cause it's pinned to his right cheek, right where the gun must have first flirted before it was stuck in his mouth. Officer with his brains blown out. Water pitcher with the ice, two glasses one either side. Of the desk the lipstick left on one appears to smile wide. And the slatted blinds are squinting just enough for the sunrise to zebra stripe the room with light he would have had to shield his eyes. But they wide open, no motion, no he never flinched. Palms flat on the table, didn't seem to move an inch. Fishbowl on the far side of the room where goldfish swims around, suspicious of the gun that now sits in the bowl with him.
Bust one shot if your blood's still pumping. Bust two shots if you're really about something. Three little pigs and they can't do nothing for the last time. You can't run, you just a body for the pile, body for the pile. Body for the pile, body for the pile. You just a body for the pile, body for the pile. And you should probably take your last breath right about now.
Red and blue lights spinning on the corner by the new fried chicken spot. Cop car hopped the curb and absurdly hit the hydrant, which wouldn't stop. Spraying water that's dripping over the face that's made its way through the windshield and cutting, bleeding the people leaving the scene and saying they never seen him. Coming, but he must have run the light and never broke. Head is reaching for the gun but couldn't get a hold. So it's sitting limp up on the dash and all the flashing, but the cameras is lighting up the noontime cold. Overcast, broken glass on the concrete. The scent of gasoline hovers over the motor, smoking the single broken bicycle spoke wheel still protruding. The medics moving the little twisted body to bag it up. Detective notices the traffic camera, then calls the station to back it up. And somewhere the screams turn into sobs. And the sirens mixed with the howls of dogs. And from the water, the rolling fog. Scented wets the breath of God. They say in the grayscale city where the skies are scraped and the days are pretty much shading it out. Although the faithful are walking to pray and it's one less lung sucking air today, so.
Bust one shot if your blood's still pumping. Bust two shots if you're really about something. Three little pigs and they can't do nothing for the last time.
You can't run, you just a body for the pile, body for the pile. Body for the pile, body for the pile. You just a body for the pile, body for the pile. And you should probably take your last breath right about now.
Now and your Hot 40 countdown next,
but not on this station, 95 BFM.
Hello, you are now tuned into the Friday 2 to 4 here on 95 BFM. I'm your host, Connor. We're taking you through all the way till 4 o'clock. This is our first post-Laneway show. So I'm looking through what I've got lined up for you. And we do have a few acts just to kind of almost take you back to that magical sort of Monday afternoon and evening where we saw a heap of great acts in all in one big go. I had really good fun, and I would ask you to text in your thoughts on the day if you went, dear listeners, to 5395. But this festival stood out for me because it was the first festival I've been to where I wasn't feeling like I had to run from stage to stage to stage to stage to stage to see every single act that I could. It was like I saw everyone I wanted to, and I was able to just chill out and enjoy the vibes and soak in the brand new Albert Park setting. And frankly, I felt like it was such an enjoyable way to kind of, I don't know, get a feel for the new venue. Please text in 5395. Let me know what you thought of Laneway. Who did you like the most? Who really stood out for you on that day? Maybe we can have a little bit of conversation about how Monday went. In the meantime, though, I'm going to start off with a song that's a little bit rare. This is a band by a New Zealand band called Kitty Hawk. So far on the internet, I've only been able to find one single that exists, and luckily I managed to get the single on CD in physical copy. The single is called Disco Peril, and if you search up if you do a Google search for Kitty Hawk Disco Peril, the first Google result that comes up is an Event Finder ad for the opening party way back in 2007 for this single at Whammy Bar. I don't know if you were there, but please let me know if you were and tell me how awesome it was. Very, 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 very rare Kiwi band to play, and maybe it might bring you right back to 2007 when this came out. Anyway, I'll stop talking. This here is Disco Peril by Kitty Hawk. You're on 95 BFM.
BFM. Cheers.
songwriter. You're the reason I've run out of metaphors.
And that there was Wilco with I Thought I Held You. That's off their debut 1995 album. One of an album that is really, really, really growing on me at the moment. One that I'm gradually sort of think really just starting to love. I highly, highly recommend, if you like that song, checking out Box Full of Letters, which is the debut single off the album. If you haven't heard it before, and having a listen to that, because it's a really good, really feel good song. It's a roller coaster of emotions. That's that album. Sometimes it makes you one song makes you happy, next time makes you apocalyptically sad, and next song is it's really emotionally diverse for sure. Before that, you heard the new Lydia Cole with Telepathize. And Clams Casino with Time as well, which is, I was saying I was going to play Laneway Music. That's it was an unfortunate one with Clams Casino where the stage cut the power and it was, we're cut off from the set, but never mind. I did get to see the beginning of his set, and it was pretty awesome. It was, yeah, so I did get to see Clams Casino to some extent. I really, really hope you did as well, because that was an interesting one. But I'm sure Clams Casino will be back in New Zealand at some point, hopefully, fingers crossed, and we can see a full Clams Casino set if we're very, very lucky and very, very good. I'm going to go away for a little bit now, but we're going to play The Only Ones, and we're going to play another Laneway artist, Tycho, after this.
95 BFM presents Aldous Harding playing live with spectacular guests across two nights at the Hollywood Cinema in Avondale.
Bring me a man who is sweet.
Fearsome, formidable, and backed by a full band, Aldous Harding's gothic folk, gentle laments, and eerie odes will bewitch fans and first timers alike. Friday the 10th of February sees support from Robert Scott and Food by Judge Bow. And Saturday, February 11th, sees Harding joined by Soccer Practice, Oscar Dowling, and Food from Wise Boys Burgers. Both nights feature New Zealand's most exciting young poet, Hera Lindsay Bird, a bar full of tasty brews from Garage Project, and 35mm shorts and trailers curated by Matthew Timpson. Aldous Harding and guests, February 10 and 11 at Avondale's Hollywood Cinema. Tickets from justtheticketnz.com.
Alex, glad you decided to show up.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't find a park anywhere.
Should have biked like me. I got here ages ago. Plus, you know I got a boatload of compliments about my jacked quads.
Did I miss the ceremony?
Yeah, man, you missed the whole thing. Honestly, one of the meanest bruises I've ever been to.
Oh, crap.
Anyways, I'm out. You gonna drink all those beers? Oh, gee.
Riding bikes is frickin' cool, so why not sort yourself out something sick from T. White's Bikes? They've got brand new bikes, juiced up second-handers, and all the gear to make your big ups no spandex ride like the wind dreams come true. Plus, they've got the goods to fix up your junker and get it rolling smooth. T. White's Bikes, Auckland's raddest bike shop at 132 Simon Street, next to Southbound Records or at twhitesbikes.co.nz.
Honey, wake up, I think I hear noises.
Oh, it's probably just the cats. They have soccer in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute! Our cats are dead!
Morning, you lovebirds!
Hannah!
It's great to see you guys. I think you might like some smashed Ev on toast.
Aww. Hannah, honestly, you're too much. Mm. How'd you get in this time?
How about a heaping bowl of guacamole? Yeah, come on!
Yeah.
Mornings?
Weekday mornings from 7, wake up and smell the bee with your kindly friend Hannah. BFM Breakfast is the parsley sprig on your scrambled morning, the snap, crackle and pop Rice Krispies in your plain old bowl of life. BFM Breakfast, weekdays from 7 till 10, proudly brought to you by Orcon, the meanest ISP with broadband and fibre and all that other internet stuff at orcon.net.nz.
You're here on the Friday 2 till 4 here on 95 BFM. Now, I know that I was going to say I was going to play Tycho and the only ones beforehand, but I also want to do another quick sort of Laneway tribute as well to a cover that Car Seat Headrest played during their set there. If you didn't see it, it was fantastic. This is Cross-Eyed and Painless by Talking Heads. The original, not covered by Car Seat Headrest.
Changing my shape.
kitchen threads and stand up straight and tall and shout about it. I think I'm on another world with you. With you. I'm on another planet with you. With you. You get under my skin, I don't find it.
Madness,
Tycho with Epoch there off a brand new album. Played at Laneway on Monday. They were, as ever, fantastic. I didn't go and see them, but I had some, several friends who came back to me and told me that they were brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. So hopefully get to catch them some point in the future on travels. I hope that you, dear listener, do as well. For now, though, I had a call in, very, very enthused about the Only Ones track. So this song is for him. This is Dancing the Night Away by The Motors. The Only Ones track was Another Girl, Another Planet, just by the way. And obviously you heard The Cars, just what I needed. On the Friday, 2 to 4 here on 95BFM.